Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are gearing up to help the survivors of Typhoon Darien. The Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says hardest hit were villages along the volcanic slopes of Mount Mayen, layered with volcanic debris. Typhoon rains made it deadly.
Part of that has moved in millions of tons and covered the village of Padang. We are talking here about more than 500 people dead. And all the crops in the surrounding have been destroyed.
Along with relief, churches are sharing Christ with thousands displaced, but funding is needed. Next, Cure International's Andrew Mayo says they're launching Cure Clubfoot worldwide to eradicate it. They plan to establish 100 countrywide non-surgical treatment centers. While helping physically is important, so is sharing the gospel.
In many countries, parents think that a child born with a clubfoot is cursed. We're using local pastors, people like that, to help through the counseling. And they build relationships and then can share the gospel.
$150 can sponsor a child's clubfoot treatment. Mayo's asking Christians to pray that God will open doors in countries closed to the gospel. And Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says on the Pacific side of Guatemala, half the kids have no chance at a public education.
We're working with a ministry called Eduguate. It's a partner of ours, and we are establishing an elementary school, hopefully later a high school, to reach out to that community and provide not only an education, but teach them about Jesus and bring the gospel to them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the CD called Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.